Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Depth of Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 27th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 10 and 3 quarter cents at 812 and a quarter. That's a new contract high and high close. July wheat down 3 and 3 quarter cents at 1091 and a quarter. And July beans up 21 cents at 1692 and 3 quarters. Let's start with the corn. Corn higher off of rumors, or probably in truth, that China bought 1 to 1.2 million metric tons of U.S. corn here this morning. So that certainly rallied the corn a good 20 cents off its early lows out here. And corn certainly looks to be moving higher. Make the highs the last Friday of the month, so I think we could have another couple of days at least of these kind of higher prices out here. The weather remains cold, damp. We don't seem to get any real relief from the rains and the cold weather until we get to about the first week, after the first week in May, and then it looks like we get warmer and drier. But in the meantime, with good demand, bad weather, crops not getting in the ground, we can certainly move higher. The historic high in corn is 843 and three quarters. That's only 30 cents away, basically. So we could certainly do that between now and Friday. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 2.3 million metric tons on corn. And if they get it, it would be a big number. The wheat exports, they're looking for 375 tomorrow. That's pretty light. Beans, a million. That's a little bit on the light side as well. But it looks like the Chinese continue to have an appetite for U.S. corn and beans out here. The announcement on the palm oil, sunbean oil, the new historic highs here today, it was up 228. It was a full penny off its highs, but still a strong close there. Meal up $4. It had an $18 range here today. Closed about $6 off the highs, $7 off the highs, but still a pretty good day out here. The soybean market moved higher on the fact that the palm oil was so strong. Soybean oil was strong because of the palm oil. It looks like the export ban is going to be on palm oil itself and not just the raw products. So that put the soybean oil to new contract highs and actually new historic highs out here. Now, they say that the ban probably will only last a month or two, if that much. The Malaysians don't have a lot of room to store a lot of oil. So they think, you know, maybe a month or two, and that would be it, that they would have to start exporting oil again. But I don't think it's going to last that long myself. At any rate, we've got higher prices here. And again, you know, what's going to stop it over the next couple of days? It would have to be an end of the war in Ukraine, which we certainly don't see. The dollar made new contract highs here. It got up to 103.29. It closed at 102.94. It was still up 62 ticks. And that's certainly a damper, which is what helped push the wheat market lower out here. Lack of any real export demand, certainly weighing on the wheat market. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.